on the Sacred Heart and the five wounds of our Lord. You shall draw waters with joy out of the Savior's fountains. Isaiah 12:3. The following is from St. Peter Damian. It is in the adorable heart of Jesus that we shall find every help for our necessities, every remedy for the cure of our ills, the most powerful assistance against the assaults of our enemies, the sweetest consolation to soothe our sufferings, the purest delight to fill our souls with joy. Are you in sorrow? Do your enemies persecute you? Does the recollection of your past sins disturb you? Is your heart troubled or full of fear? Throw yourself, so to speak, in the wounds of Jesus Christ, even into his Sacred Heart. It is a sanctuary, it is the retreat for holy souls, and a place of refuge wherein your soul is safe. It is to him and through him that we should ask for all we require. It is through him and in him that we should offer to the Eternal Father all we do, because this Sacred Heart is the treasury of every supernatural gift, the source of every grace. It is the channel through which we unite ourselves more intimately to God, and through which God communicates himself more freely. It is to this Sacred Heart that we should continually strive to unite ours, no longer wishing to have other desires or sentiments than those of Jesus. And then we may be sure that his will and his Sacred Heart may, so to speak, merge into our heart, and that the two will be as one. Draw waters at leisure out of the Savior's fountains. You will never exhaust them. The following is from French monk Jacques Birouat. St. Bernard calls the wounds of our Savior fountains of mercy, not only to tell us that he has received them through an extraordinary display of mercy and goodness, but to show us that they are a fresh motive for his heart to take compassion on us, and that since he received them, he is more alive to our misfortunes when he remembers that he died for us, and that he sees in the scars of his wounds the proof of his love and the price of our salvation. No, he neither wishes to lose the price of his precious blood, nor the objects of his love. Consequently, what more powerful and efficacious motive can there be for a sinner who sincerely wishes to repent than to think of the wounds of the Savior? The Holy Fathers call these wounds our eyes and our tears because they impart an abiding sorrow for sin, our eyes because we see in these scars either what our Savior has done for us or what we have done against him. I see a heart wounded for us and a heart wounded by us. I see, O God, the wounds which you have received from the hands of the executioners, but I also see the wounds I have made by my own hands, since it is certain every sin I commit, I reopen your wounds. For so your prophet makes this reproach to sinners, they have added to the grief of my wounds. Psalm 68. As much as to say, I do not complain of my nails or of my thorns. Your sins have added new griefs to my first torments, and have made wounds which renew and widen the first. Can we then be astonished if holy penitents have wept bitterly when they looked on the sacred wounds of the Savior? Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy face? Psalm 138. This is what the penitent David said. O my God, whither shall I flee, so that I may be sheltered from thy anger and safe from the terror of my sins? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I descend into hell, thou art there. Even when I enter into your heart, I meet the reflection of your justice in the alarm my conscience conjures up. St. Jerome replies to this question and to this perplexity that it is only in the wounds of the Savior that we can find this hope. These are the sanctuaries where so many sinners have flown for refuge from the just anger of God, and wherein we ought to shelter ourselves, and that for two reasons. Firstly, because we see in the depth of his scars a loving readiness to forgive us and give us comfort. Secondly, because we find in these sacred sources all-powerful testimonies of his mercy and goodness for men, in which we may easily participate if we only diligently try to make ourselves worthy of his promises. The following is from St. Bernard. The Sacred Heart of Jesus has been wounded in order that by means of the visible wound we may see the invisible wound of his divine love. Who would not love this heart so wounded for the love of us? Who would not return love for love to a Savior who has done so much for us? Thy side, O Lord, has been pierced in order that we should find an entry into thy Sacred Heart. Oh, how sweet and good it is to seek repose in that heart divine. From my Savior's sacred wounds, I find out his heart's secret. I now can fathom the depths of God's goodness, for the bowels of mercy which caused him to come down from heaven to dwell with us are open to me.